Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And our Paddler's Report with the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club is presented by Massey's Outfitters. Three locations, Mid-City, New Orleans, Baton Rouge, Covington, best kayak fishing models, Hobie, Jackson, Native Watercraft, also tons and tons of accessories for the paddler. And you can check it all out on their website at MasseyOutfitters.com. That's M-A-S-S-E-Y. And you can also check them out on Facebook and look for those demo days. Understand they had one, I think, last week. Well, before we get to Brendan Bayard's report, last week this question came up. We were talking about Operation Dry Water and the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries being on the lookout during the holiday week for intoxicated boat operators. And the question came up, can you be cited for being intoxicated or DUI, driving under the influence, in a kayak? Well, here's what we found out. RS-14-98 says, operating a vehicle while intoxicated. The crime of operating a vehicle while intoxicating is the operating of any motor vehicle, aircraft, watercraft, vessel, or other means of conveyance. And then RS-34-851.2 goes on to say, a vessel means a watercraft, airboat of every description, other than a seaplane on the water, that's used or capable of being used as a means of transportation on water. Watercraft means any contrivance used or designated for navigation on the water. So the short answer is yes. If you're drunk or intoxicated on a kayak, you can technically be cited. So, Brendan, with that in mind, take warning. Use your better judgment when you're out there on the water.
It's been a while since I came back to the bank with a stringer full of cans instead of a stringer full of fish. But I've seen people do it out there, so I'll pass the word.
Very good. All right, I know the Lafayette Jack is excited about this. The Lafayette Club is having their Cajun Castaway Tournament. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool tournament this year. It's going to be part of a new Hobie Saltwater Series, which is going to branch clubs across the region together to form kind of a tournament trail of sorts. And the first one we have in Louisiana coming up is this one in August. It's going to be the Lafayette Club's Cajun Castaway. It's going to be a slam tournament over there in Big Lake area. I think the captain's meeting is going to be over there at Crying Eagle Brewery, so that should be fun. And then we'll go fish in the lake, catch a slam, and then come back to the weigh-in. And then those points will be accrued and then added to any other Saltwater Series events that you participate in, which will be Fallen Tide for the Bayou Coast Club, and then right down the road in Mobile, the Five Rivers event in September. So looking forward to fishing all three of those events. Hopefully my boys can join me. But I love getting out of town and fishing new water and seeing the guys from the neighboring clubs. It's always a good time.
Those tournaments give you a family discount?
No, they don't.
Kayaks.
But But it's not too bad. I mean, we're talking, you know, 50, 70 bucks or something, and it comes with a T-shirt and a meal and a bag of goodies. So, I mean, it's not too bad of a value if you ask me.
You know, there was some prize-winning fish caught by bank fishermen down in Grand Isle. What's the situation down there? Because that's a very popular kayaking spot.
Yeah, the trout have been plentiful behind the island. There, you're gonna catch a lot of small ones. You're gonna have to weed through to catch the keepers. It's just part of, you know, the new reality. You know, a little bit bigger fish you have to get to keep, and then just, I don't know, for whatever reason this year, a plethora of little babies mixed in all around, and you know, catching a lot of 10-inch fish behind the island. But, you know, there's also, you know, 17, 16s that you'll get into. Not seeing a ton of big fish. I mean, if you look at the starboard, you know, we're seeing, you know, a 3-pound fish is leading Grand Isle, which is kind of surprising. I mean, out west, even, you know, smaller, you know, so a 2.4 is leading the kayak division. In Big Lake, so, you know, down year as far as size wise on bigger fish on the coast. Hopefully that resolves itself before the winter, which is when I like to go fishing for the big fish. But, you know, certainly you can fill up an ice chest if you have patience and you get out there and, you know, try to weed through some of the smaller fish with bigger baits, maybe top water fishing as opposed to using a cork. You know, those kind of things kind of help improve your ratio of keeper to throw back.
Yeah, that's some unusual situation in that CCA Star tournament. Got a listener wanted to check on fishing around the pack, Point of Shen Marina. You getting any information there?
Yeah, they're catching you know, a good amount of fish right there to the west of Point of Shen. One of my favorite places, you know, right down from the launch there, you can start catching trout in the bayou that, you know, heads out west right there from the marina. And then, you know, cruising around looking for redfish, you know, and then the flounder have been plentiful this year. So, you know, that's one of the benefits of having a year with low redfish and low trout. By comparison, we have had increased flounder this year. So, you know, don't forget to slow down that retrieve and you might catch a really nice flatfish for dinner.
Good stuff. Finally, Brendan, do you suggest fishermen become crepuscular this time of the year?
Boy, what?
A crepuscular, like the animals that become active at dawn and dusk.
Oh, yes, yes, especially this weekend because the solar lunar bite is, you know, right in line with dawn and dusk today. So if you're out there fishing, you have your best 2 hours lined up, you know, right there at 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. and then again at, you know, 5:15 tonight and then to 7:15. So that's always nice when it coincides with the best times of the day. So usually you kind of, you know, see a better effect of that morning bite. And then, of course, it'll let you take a nice nap in the middle of the day when it's really hot outside and then, you know, come out, rest and refresh for that afternoon bite.
Well, the things people learn on this show, huh? You got three types of activity. You got diurnal, which is daytime. You got nocturnal, which is nighttime, and crepuscular, which is at dawn and dusk. And besides that, you even know you can get a ticket for being drunk on a kayak. So there's no shortage of information on this show for sure.
Yeah, it's one other thing I'd like to mention. You know, a lot of us go over to Navarre area to go fish. You know, this month they've been catching some nice big sailfish over there, and even a wahoo out of the kayak. You know, half a mile from the shoreline. So really good pelagic season over there in the Navarre. Of course, if you went today, you'd have to deal with the Blue Angels traffic. But, you know, every other weekend is going to be a great opportunity if you're into that.
I tell you what, we don't have time this morning, but next time you come on, let's talk about techniques for fighting big fish from a kayak, like wahoos and tuna and those type of things. Very, very important.
Yes, sir.
No. Yeah.
All right.
We'll talk about that next time. Thanks for the report, Brendan. Have a great weekend, my friend.
You too. Take care.
There he goes, Brendan Bayard. And next week we'll hear from Captain Eric, and then Brendan will be back with us the following week.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.